Howie, next words out of those protesters' mouths should have been, "Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me, bro!"
You know, the pig picture is back up in the Capitol. This is kind of a weird day. You know, they had this the Congressional Black Caucus. This guy, this black congressman from Missouri, put up this picture of a pig's head on a cop's body. It was supposedly a contest winner. And so Duncan Hunter, a Republican from California, took it down, and now it's back up, and they tried to take it down. And it's been a strange day on Capitol Hill, for sure, with the Klan demonstrators and the pig picture and the screaming demonstrators.
Don't chase me, bro!
That's what we need. He's right. We did need that to make it complete.
The poor pug was kicked. Kicked. The poor pug was kicked. Bob Merrick.
You try to force those pugs out in this kind of weather. They're not as young as they used to be either. I mean, especially the older one, Gunnar. I mean, I was being very careful today. She started like recoiling as soon as I opened the door.
Ah!
She didn't want to go out at all.
No, she remembers being kicked.
She went out. Let's put it that way. I won't say how she went out, but she went out.
Hey, Holly, 70 minutes, huh? That should give Barack about 150 me, my, or eyes. I say probably 2 a minute.
On that one, I think you may be a little on the underside. 2 a minute? That's one every 30 seconds? How soon would the speech be over if TOTUS keeled over? 7 minutes?
Chuckie Schumer says having to vet all Trump's cabinet so close together is hard for good vetting. Why don't they just use whatever system they use on all the immigrants?
Hey, that's a really good point. By the way, speaking of that, somebody came up with this list of the Clinton cabinet picks. This is pretty funny. Who was it?
This is Mike Allen, the former Politico journalist who's now branched off to start his own thing, Axios.
So he's got a ghost cabinet here. And CIA director Mike Morrell. Mike Morrell is the guy who wrote a piece saying that, that the CIA operatives are so angry that they're going to resign en masse. Let's hope so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Mike. And I love this one. EPA. Likely an African-American and or an education. So it doesn't really matter who is running the EPA or who's running education. Just put a black person in there.
Tim Scott? Ben Carson?
Clarence Thomas. Yeah, I know. Secretary of State John Podesta. The guy with spirit cooking. And the guy whose password is password. Okay? This is just ridiculous crap. Here, Attorney General Loretta Lynch retained. Talk about a nightmare. Boy, did we dodge a bullet.
Howie, it would be nice if it was going to be his last speech, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, how could it be a farewell address when he's just he's moving away 2 miles? 2 miles. He could walk that in a half an hour. And it's his farewell address.
CNN has an actual countdown clock to the farewell address.
I saw that. I know. You only have this many hours left to get new batteries for your remote control. What are they? AA batteries for your remote control so you can make sure to miss it. Somebody texted me and said, what channel is it going to be on? Would that it were possible to avoid it. I mean, you're going to have to go to, Turner Classic Movies or Home Garden TV or something like that to get away from it.
You don't think Fox is going to cut out a Tucker for Obama's speech, do you?
I think they are, yeah. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, yeah, I think Tucker's going to get a slide his second night on the job in the new slot.
Hey, Meryl Streep's making a new movie. It's called Direct-to-video.
Again, as we mentioned yesterday, her movies, according to Box Office Mojo, have averaged $38 million. $38 million bucks. That is not a large amount by modern Hollywood standards. It's a very small amount, actually.
If confirmed, Jeff Sessions will be the first Attorney General since 1981 without an Ivy League degree. Oh, how refreshing.
Oh, I didn't know that. That really is refreshing. That makes me feel really good. I didn't even know where he went to college. I'd never heard of the college until today. It's called Huntingdon College, I believe. It's a Methodist college in Alabama. He's a Methodist. His family was one of the few Republicans in that part of Alabama.
Allie, do you think Leo is going to mention how his putting has improved during his presidency?
That's a good point. I gotta look it up. I think I may have been wrong on the on how many rounds of golf he's played since then. I think it may be more than 200. I got it here somewhere. I'll look during the break and try to get it. Wait, here it is. I know. Let me look it up again. Nope, different one. Wrong one. Sorry. Go ahead.
Howie, Sessions wants to follow the law. He's definitely a racist.
Exactly. I can't believe that Dick Durbin thought he was going to draw blood by saying, "What are you going to do about these dreamers?" I mean, Sessions he obviously hasn't been paying close attention to his colleague from Alabama, has he? All these years.
Can I get me a teleprompter permit?
By the way, in case you hadn't heard, Streep has given $113,000 to the Democrats in just 4 years. $113,000. She gave twice to Obama's campaign, $2,500 each. $2,700 to Hillary Clinton. That means she maxed out, for the actual campaign committee. Her biggest donations were to the DNC, three times each more than $30,000.
According to Mark Knoller, who's kind of the unofficial historian of these kind of things on Twitter, in 2016, Obama golfed his 333rd round of golf.
333, okay.
64 rounds in 2016 alone.
But he's been very busy. He couldn't work on the Democratic campaign.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line, and you'll be directed there. We may or may not play your message at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, whose Maine-made windows are available only through better lumber yards and window professionals. Like Cape Cod Lumber, serving builders and remodelers in southeastern Massachusetts since 1958. Cape Cod Lumber, a name you can build on.
The poor pug was kicked. Kicked? Kicked. The poor pug was kicked. Bob Merrick.
Gooner still loves me. That's all I know. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.